This is an In the Net 2010 MLS Super Draft Preview. Now, here's Brad Feldman.
All right, the Super Draft coming up on Thursday. We're previewing it for you here on RevolutionSoccer.net. We've got the top draft experts from the media. We'll also be talking to members of the Revolution technical staff. We've already spoken to Michael Burns. We'll talk to Steve Nichol on Thursday in Philadelphia. And joining us now from Fort Lauderdale, where the Combine is taking place, is our good friend Kyle McCarthy of Goal.com, MLSnet.com, and the Boston Herald. Kyle, Happy New Year. How are you?
Brad, how are you today?
Good. So you thought you were going to get a break and go to the tropics, and instead you got a combination of winter and the monsoons. Is that it?
Yeah, bring the winter coats. Who expected that in South Florida in January?
Well, it's a new location. You had three doubleheaders over 4 days in Lauderhill. Central Broward Regional Park sounds like some place where you'd have a U-15 tournament, not a professional combine. Compared to past years, how was it?
I think the level of play was good. I mean, you could see the players really were comfortable in the conditions. The fact that there wasn't as much heat gave them the chance to kind of work through their fitness concerns and really lay it all on the line. In terms of the field, well, it's a cricket stadium, so you kind of get what you get with a cricket stadium.
What does it mean, an oval-shaped field?
Yeah, it was an oval-shaped field, and there were two big dirt patches right down the far side of the field.
Oh, boy. All right, well, did it impact play when it rained?
It did. The second game on Saturday was really impacted by the weather, and you could tell both teams just didn't want to play down that wing because there were two soggy dirt patches right in the middle of the field.
All right, well, you've had some great updates. You've been tweeting from down there, goal.com, the league website. And one of the things that I really liked were your sort of five rules for the combine week, because you've been there and you've done that, and you know the drill, but I'm going to run them down without going into the full detail that you did. But one, forget about the beautiful game, at least on the opening day, and it sounds like that it was at least true for the second game. Fitness matters. Some players have played further into the fall and winter than others. Stocks will rise and fall, especially if players are unknown. Weigh words carefully and then discard them, because the buzz is always about, you know, sort of creating talking points, not actual information, and that the combine is just one piece of the, this is your fifth and final rule, one piece of the draft puzzle, meaning there's a lot of scouting and horse trading behind the scenes that goes on that you don't see in the 3 days of games down there. To what extent did those rules hold to form over the 4 days down there, Kyle?
I would say all five of the rules applied in some way. I would say the fitness rule is the one that applied probably the least because of the conditions. Players were kind of bailed out a little bit. They're used to dealing with the sun and a little bit of warmth down here when they go through the combine in past years. This year, it wasn't quite as taxing for them.
Looking at the Revs' track record, you know, for a long time, John Murphy got a lot of credit for the Revs' drafts overlapping the Clavijo and Nichol eras. And then Murphy, who does a great job, he left, and Mariner came in. The Revs continued to get good draft picks, but not always in the higher rounds. You know, you look at the Jeff Laurentiwitzes and the Darius Barnes of the world. You know, and then there were also the Michael Parkhursts and Clint Dempseys that they picked in the early rounds. But are the Revs still seen, now that Nichol has lost both Murphy and Mariner, as one of the, you know, top teams in terms of evaluating talent? And the second part of the question is, what are their main areas of need in your eyes? Obviously, Jay Heap's retired, and they've got a little bit of a goalkeeper situation with Matt Reese injured and Brad Knighton off to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think to answer the first part of your question, Brad, the Revs certainly still have the reputation of being able to evaluate talent and find good players in the Super Draft. You saw that last year with Kevin Alston and Darius Barnes. And you know, the way the Revs approach the draft, they look for footballers. They look for guys who not only have the skill, but the guys with the brain to be able to put it together and fit in on the professional scene. And obviously there are some areas, to address your second point, that the Revs do need to address heading into 2010. And I think you pointed out two of them, left back and goalkeeper. I think they'd like some striking depth as well. Whether they're able to fill those holes with this talent pool remains to be seen.
Is it a lock that Danny Mwanga is going to Philly?
Yes.
Is that announced? Or is it just because he pulled out of the combine, everybody knows that that's what's happening?
Yeah, he pulled out of the combine, and it's all but assured that he's heading to Philadelphia, which obviously has a knock-on effect for the rest of the first round.
Okay, well, you know, again, the name that got all the headlines this week was Teal Bunbury because of the Herman Award, but we're hearing that his teammate from Akron, Blair Gavin, had a good week. I'm also hearing, I may get the pronunciation wrong, Tony Tachani, is that it, from Virginia, had a good week. Mm-hmm. And who else impressed you out there?
Those two guys obviously both really stood out, but a couple of lesser-known players who deserve a little bit of credit. One is Justin Morrow. He's a left back out of Notre Dame, converted midfielder, played some forward for the Fighting Irish, dropped back and played left back this year, and during the 3 days of the combine, he just showed an amazing motor, willingness to get forward, and to deliver the occasional dangerous cross into the area. So he's a guy who's come from way off the map to enter the reckoning. Another guy who has really stood out is a local boy, a Harvard defender, Kwaku Nyamake.
Good job. Yeah, just call him Kwaku. I've seen him play a lot. He's a beast, and he's smart, but he doesn't have the greatest feet.
No, and that's obviously the problem with him is you've got to wonder whether his feet can adapt. But, you know, coaches down here are going to see those physical tools, see the fact that he can hold off forwards and maybe take a chance on him. But he's another guy who has at least entered the discussion with his performances this week.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm hoping that he has a good MLS career from having him seen him come through the ranks just down the street at Harvard. That actually leads into my last question for you, Kyle. How did Herman Trophy runner-up Andre Ackman, also out of Harvard, do at the combine this weekend?
You know, I don't think Andre had the type of combine he was hoping to have. He struggled to get into the flow of the play. He didn't receive a lot of service, a lot of personnel changes on his team. But I think with Andre, you've got a player who has an established body of work, and he's shown over his 4 years at Harvard that he has all the tools required to be a good MLS player. Whether this weekend will hurt his draft stock a little, that remains to be seen.
Did he look switched on? Because that's the thing. He has such a language style that can be deceiving sometimes. I think sometimes people think that Andre's not working when he actually is. But then there are other times when we've seen him drift. Did it look like he was trying to get into the flow or he was waiting for the service to come into him?
I think it was a little bit of both. Sometimes he would not show the type of industry that you'd like to see up there. But other times it was just simply out of his control.
Fair enough. Well, it's good to have your eyes and ears on proceedings down there. Kyle, we won't keep you any longer, but we'll look forward to talking to you in Philadelphia at the actual Super Draft.
Thanks for having me on, Brad.
Kyle McCarthy, Goal.com. Check out his draft updates as well as on MLSnet.com. And, of course, he also writes about the Revolution for the Boston Herald. The excellent Kyle McCarthy. All right, keep tuning in to RevolutionSoccer.net. We'll have Super Draft coverage for you all week long. Talk to you soon.